The question of the heart means a very personal question. How can I increase my attachment to Krishna? How can I increase my insights in Krishna consciousness, my own realizations, my own entering deeper into the process maybe. How is this possible? There is a section in the Bhagavatam which gives answers to this question, which we will not only look at, but we will practice one answer. So, let us start. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading this morning from the fourth canto, chapter 22. In particular, verse 25. I will go a little faster so that we have a little time for this subject. Hare Muhustat Padakana Pura. Hare Muhustat Padakana Pura. Guna Bidanena. Vijimbamanaya Guna Vidamena Vijimbamanaya Bhaktyasya Sangha Sadasatyanatmani Bhaktyasya Sangha Sadasatyanatmani Syani Guni Brahmani Chanya Sarati Chani Rune Brahmani Chanya Sarati Hare Muhustat Padakana Pura Hare Muhustat Padakana Pura Guna Vidhanena Vijimbamanaya
Guna Vidhanena Vijimbamanaya
Bhaktya Sya Sangha Sada Satyanatmani Syani Guni Brahmani Chanya Sarati
Syani Guni Brahmani Chanya Sarati.
Yes, please. Vaishnavi maybe? Hare. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mohu, constantly, Tatpara, in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This will be interesting for some of you. Karnapura, the decoration of the ear. Guna Abhidanena, discussing transcendental qualities. Vijimbamanaya, by increasing Krishna consciousness. Bhaktya, by devotion. He certainly Asangaha, uncontaminated, Sat-asati, the material world, Anatmani, opposed to spiritual understanding, Syat, should be Nirgune, in transcendence, Brahmani, in the Supreme Lord, Cha, and Anyasa, easily, Ratihi, attraction. The devotee should gradually, by and by step, increase the culture of devotional service by constantly hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These pastimes are like ornamental decorations on the ears of devotees. By rendering devotional service and transcending the material qualities, one can easily be fixed in transcendence in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the text says, step by step, the culture of devotional service should be increased by being more with the hearing and the chanting. No? Like yesterday, we had a wonderful 4-hour kirtan. We tried to increase the culture of devotional service. And that will help you to become fixed in the Supreme Lord. So this purport says, this verse is especially mentioned to give substance to the devotional process of hearing the subject matter. A devotee does not like to hear anything other than subjects dealing with spiritual activities or the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, is that true? A devotee does not like to hear anything other than subjects dealing with the spiritual activities or pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, this is a question. You know what you read on your mobile telephone. How much of it is that subject? Obviously, we are beginning devotees. We are trying. Huh? We can increase our propensity for devotional service by one way. Our inclination is a little weak at the moment, but we can increase our propensity for devotional service by hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from realized souls. The more we hear from realized souls, the more we make advancement in our devotional life. And the more we advance in devotional life, the more we become detached from the material world. And the more we become detached from the material world, as advised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more we increase in attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, maybe it has to do the Germans come from engineering. They like to engineer. So I always like, oh, wow, here's something I can do. What should I do? Okay, what's the point here? The more we hear from devotion, from realized source, hearing from a realized source, the more we make advancement in our devotional life. Good. And the more we advance in devotional life, what will be the result? Who remembers? Who is listening and not sleeping? Yes, the more we advance, we become detached from the material world. And what happens then? The more we become attached from the material world, then what happens then? We become attached to Krishna. You know everything. Therefore, a devotee who actually wants to make progress in devotional service and go back home, back to Godhead, must lose interest in sense enjoyment and associating with persons who are after money and sense gratification. This is the advice of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanam Mukasya Param Param Jigamasho Bhavasagadasya Sandarshanam Vishayinam Atayushitam Cha Hahanta Hanta Visha Bhakshanato Pyasaru. The word Brahmani used in this verse is commented upon by the impersonalists or professional reciters of Bhagavatam, who are mainly advocates of the caste system by demoniac birthright. They say that Brahmani means the impersonal Brahman. But they cannot conclude this with reference to the context of the words bhaktya and gunabhidhanina. According to the impersonalist, there are no transcendental qualities in the impersonal Brahman. Therefore, we should understand that Brahmani means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here you see Prabhupada acting as a Sanskrit scholar, and it's easier to understand what he's saying when you have the Sanskrit text of the verse before you with your eyes, and then it's easier to really see what he is pointing at. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as admitted by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, wherever the word Brahma is used, it must refer to Krishna, not to the impersonal Brahman effulgence. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Shabdyate. Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan can all be taken in total as Brahman, but when there is reference to the word bhakti or remembrance of the transcendental qualities, this indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not the impersonal Brahman. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Sadarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Again, the verse of today the devotee should gradually increase the kalsha of devotional service by constant hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These pastimes are like ornamental decorations on the ears of devotees. By rendering devotional service and transcending the material qualities, one can easily be fixed in transcendence in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear devotees, this comes in a section of the Bhagavatam which is very relishable. It starts with verse 21 actually. There we hear that the scriptures have concluded what is the ultimate goal of the human form of life, that is to be attached for the Supreme Lord. You can measure the success of your life by this parameter, by this rule, by this measurement. Am I becoming more attached to Krishna? And obviously, now the question is for us, how can this work? I have seen devotees who have given up. Many devotees I've met who have given up. They said, we tried so hard, Maharaj, but little result. I have not really changed. I know some devotees, if I would tell you the name, you would immediately think, wow, he is very credible. He has said, it's a very highly placed devotee, but I don't want to give his name because I know then the point, we will think about this person more than his statement. He told many of us repeatedly that he has watched that sometimes we find devotees in our movement who are really only there because it offers them a position. Some income maybe, some place of residence, but really in their hearts they have given up the desire to increase their attachment to Krishna. Maybe they tried, maybe their inclination has turned and they had a change of mind. No problem. A little water is on the ground. Or no one died. Oh, it's so. Please, this is important to listen to. So let me ask you the question. I know it is not nice to ask, but I will be gone in a few hours, so I can ask these provocative questions. If I would stay here, I would have to be really careful. Otherwise, I might be not getting prasadam. But the question is, really, can you see some progress in your life, some significant progress where you become less attached to the material side of things and more attached to Krishna? Is there some progress? This is not to be answered in the public, but it's something, when you have a little time, I suggest that maybe on a walk, maybe when you sit in the forest and you have some time to think, please think about this question, because our movement is meant for this. This is the whole idea. So this is so important that it's dealt with in the Bhagavatam in great detail. So then after fourth canto, 22nd chapter, 21, when this question is raised, points are given how to increase the attachment to Krishna. It comes really from two directions. One is positive and one is negative. When you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, there are positive things you should do, and there are also things which you must leave behind. If you want to go on a higher level in your life, you have to really let go of other things. I've seen some of you have lost weight and because they thought, it's enough, I can't be so unhealthy with my elephant kilos here on me. I have to become more healthy. And then they had to stop eating in the evening 20 pounds of pizza and so on. No? Tito laughs because he's a cook. So when you want to come to more health or something which is more, where you're more awake and alert to life, then you will have to give up certain habits. We all know this. We all know this. So in the same way, you make advancement in Krishna consciousness by two ways, not just one. You have to positively do these things which move you on, and you have to also give up something. So the full program is given here, and I want to ask everyone who has a mobile telephone or a shadow of a mobile telephone, a notebook or something, please make a record. I'm not going to tell you how to make advancement this morning, because you have to find it out yourself. If I tell you, you will forget. If you study it, you will remember. So here it is for you. Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 22. It's easy to remember. 4th canto and chapter 22. 2 plus 2 means 4. So we have two mathematical 4s. And then it starts with chapter 21. Easy to remember. It's 22 minus 1. That's how I remember, if I really need to remember. So it goes from there and it stops in verse 25. You will hear some interesting observations how it is necessary to practice yamas and niyamas if you want to advance. These are from the yoga tradition. It says yoga nishtaya and so on. It's really eye-opening, but it needs to be studied to really be understood properly. Now the main point of making advancement, which is repeated in these verses a few times, is what we hear here, is we should decorate our ears. Oh, new thing, new item, what, gold rings? Or what do you take, Maharaj, for this? No, that is hearing about Krishna. These are decorations for the ears. In the beginning, you may have to do some force, like yesterday we did 4 hours, and maybe some of you thought, oof, this is getting long. Oh, now, my God, now Madhava starts. We don't know when he finishes. So on. No? In the beginning, we have to say, okay, it's good for us. And hear, and increase our hearing a little bit, and it will become spontaneous after some time. But we in the Hare Krishna movement know about increasing our rounds, increasing our kirtan program, but there is something else which is alluded here, which is pointed out here. You should hear more about Krishna, the person Krishna. That's how you become attached. Remember Rukmini, most beautiful Rukmini, heard again and again from Narada Muni about Krishna. Narada Muni would come into the palace of her husband and not husband, father. And he would talk about Krishna. He had met Krishna here. Krishna had said certain things. Krishna had a new turban style. You know, he talked about all this in great detail. How did he look? Rukmini wanted to know. And Narada Muni, with a smile, told her everything he had seen and heard with Krishna. The newest amazing activities which Krishna had done, you know, like fighting against the whole army and killing every one of the soldiers, that's something. And everything. Narada Muni was really the radio station of the times. And as Rukmini heard this, she developed great attachment for Krishna. You know, in Radhadesh we have about 3 girls who need to be married. I heard yesterday, secret information source. Some come to a desperate position in life, and it's a huge subject matter for a Mataji, because it's very natural for them to live with a good husband who can bring out the best in them. It's a big subject. So for Rukmini it was really also a real big subject. And do you know, just by hearing about Krishna, she became so attached to Krishna that she actually said these words, "I don't want to." I'm sorry, this is getting quite dramatic. It is. "I don't want to have a husband." Moments ago she was all into it. It was understood. Then she heard about Krishna. She said, "I don't want a husband. What is a husband after all? It's a bag of stool and urine with a few hairs on the upper lip." It is not pleasing. I only want Krishna. He has a supreme, he has a body made of bliss and eternal knowledge and eternal. And she could give up all other things, which are very hard to give up. No, very hard. We know from ashram situations how it is. When the time comes, how it is difficult also for the men to not to be attached in this direction, and so on. And how this happened, I mean, I'm not telling men should not marry, nor do I tell ladies should not marry. This is not the idea. We talk about how to advance, no? And you can advance very well in a marriage, that very well we see from our Grihasthas. They are great examples for us. But the point is, how can you increase your attachment? Here it is said, one should mold his life. That means make some arrangements in life in such a way that he cannot be satisfied without discussing the nectarian pastimes and qualities of Lord Hari regularly on a daily basis. A devotee will say, a day is a good day when I have heard about Krishna. A day is a bad day when I have not heard about Krishna. Simple. This is how the taste in Krishna consciousness develops. This is how you become more enthusiastic. This is how you become more attached to Krishna. And this is how you lose, one by one, these harmful attachments. To marry is not a harmful attachment. It is quite favorable for devotional life. Let me be very clear. I just used the example to tell you that what is the greatest point for greatest point of concern for a young person. Rukmini, by hearing about Krishna, transferred that to Krishna. So this morning, I thought I would tell you a little bit about one aspect of Krishna, which will hopefully remove a doubt which we have. The doubt which we often have is, okay, when I try to give my life to this, if I now hear more about Krishna, does Krishna care for me? Or is he responding? And the answer is yes. Krishna is drawn when he sees a devotee developing in bhakti. He feels drawn. He's Krishna Kashati, Kashini. He is drawn by bhakti, which increases as we hear about Krishna. We like him. We find him sympathetic when we hear about him. When Krishna was present on this planet, there were two wonderful devotees who had no chance to go to Dwaraka and meet him. They were the king of the kingdom Videha, his name was Bahulashva, and the second one was a very simple Brahmana who was very poor and who lived, as we would say in Belgium, from the hand to the mouth. You know, whatever he would get in his hand, that he would give to his family members and they would eat. They were, in other words, extremely poor. They lived day by day. Now both of them knew, they were devotees, that Krishna is in Dwaraka, and they made every day a plan to visit Krishna. Tomorrow I will go. And then they didn't go tomorrow. Then, okay, this day we didn't manage, but the day after we will go. Why couldn't they go? Well, they had deities of Krishna and they did deity worship. So when the next morning came, they say, oh, I must wake up Krishna. So they woke up Krishna. Then, oh, I must give him some arati. Okay, but now I should really go. It's quite a long way. But what will he eat? Let me cook something for him. Breakfast was the time. Then they wanted to go, but then they thought, yeah, but he will be hungry for noon again. So better we cook something for the noontime and then we go. The noontime came, but we have not yet sung for Krishna and danced for him. We should sing and dance before him. He likes it if he's glorified. That is his liking. He likes to be glorified. So day was gone. But my dear devotees, because they were so attached to Krishna, when they washed with the conch shell the lotus feet of their deities, the feet of Krishna in Dwaraka became wet. This is devotion. Somehow their service was noted on a daily basis by Krishna. And Krishna understood, they want to see me desperately, but they can't tear themselves away from their deities, from me. So the only solution is, then I must go to them. The only solution. So as Krishna told Dwaraka, we are going tomorrow with a chariot to the kingdom of Videha. There is one town where there is a king living, Bahulashvain, just at the edge of the town where the forest is and where he can get roots from the forest and you know, biological products from the forest. There is Shrutadev. Shrutadev, yes. And by the way, he said to Dwaraka, take my big chariot, you know, space where there's space. Krishna had an idea, because he did not just want to visit these two devotees, he wanted to teach the word by this visit. It was a really amazing visit. So Dwaraka made the arrangements, you know, the chariot, it would be a long ride, four horses, they would go really fast, and Krishna had the special style of driving. He would tell Dwaraka, we need to be fast now, and Dwaraka would then joke the horses, and then he would say at one stage, hee, and the horses knew the signal, they would take off from the ground and fly in the sky. Yes, these were better things than your Toyota mobile force car, you know, they were Krishna, so they would go with the airways, Krishna. So as they were the next day moving out of Dwaraka, a loving scene happened. From somewhere, don't ask from where, it was Krishna's desire. Saints had arrived at the city gate. Narada was there, Vyasa was there, Shukadev was there, Maitreya Muni was there, Chavana was there. It was, as we would say in modern English, a lineup of sages. And when they saw Krishna with the chariot leaving Dwaraka, they began to walk after him because they had come to Krishna only. So Krishna said to Dwaraka, stop the chariot. And he waved to the great rishis and said, you all come with me. We go for a visit. Can we enter this? Yes, come on, enough space is for you. And everyone, explaining it wrongly, they were very dignified saints. Krishna paid his obeisances to them. Vyasadev, wow! Narada Muni, and the Lord said, please, give us the opportunity to travel with you. I'm visiting very exalted devotees. Please come along. So they happily alighted on the chariot and they went towards Mithila. Now when they arrived, somehow Bahulashva and Shrutadev had heard that Krishna would come and visit them. And both of them left their houses and went to the main gate of the city that pointed towards Dwaraka. And then they saw with their own eyes the chariot of Lord Krishna with the horses, and on top they saw many individuals, and they were totally exhilarated. The chariot came to a stop before them, and Bahulashva and Shrutadev understood it is true. The Lord had seen our desire to see him personally in Dwaraka, but he had seen that we were not able to come due to our obligations in our seva, our deity service, but he has come. So there was Bahulashva the king. He stood in the front, and Shrutadev, the brahmana, was a little shy. He stood just a little behind Bahulashva. And first Bahulashva went and said, my lord, please come to my palace. Then Shrutadev came and said, my lord, please come to my cottage. Two invitations. How can one come at the same time to Radhadesh and Goloka Dham? We human beings, it says after, we will say after. Mm. But Krishna is not like us. Krishna manifested himself in a duplicate form. And because he had something in his mind, which will be clear in a little while, he also arranged that the sages duplicated with them, without them knowing. So Krishna went with one group of saints up the path, up the road to the palace of Bahulashwa, and in a second absolutely identical form, with Narada, Vyasa and all the other exalted souls, he went to the cottage, simple cottage of Shrutadev. When they came to the king's palace, I would have to now split in two, and I would have to talk with one form what happened in Bahulashwa's palace, and with the other form I would have to tell you, because it happened simultaneously, what happened with Shrutadev, but I cannot split in two. Not possible. I exercised in my room to do it, but it didn't work. Always remained one. Mm. I will exercise some more. That would be nice, no? Then the cameras would really photograph, you know. Two lecturers, same lecture, but two. And one. And where would you listen? To this one or that one? It's very difficult to listen to two. But Krishna has a multidimensionality to himself. So no problem. So Bahulashwa offered all of them little Vyasasads like this, made from gold. One extra for Krishna and then smaller thrones around him. And he washed with their feet. He prepared sandalwood garlands. He gave them new cloth, ornaments, and many cows and many bulls. He didn't ask, how will you take them with you? You know, Krishna can do so many nice things, and he can arrange for the sadhus also. So Bahulashwa, then many things happened in the transaction. We do not have the time now, but what he said is, you are in our hearts, and today you have proven it. You have reacted to a deep desire in my heart that I would see you and wash your feet personally. And you have come with, in your own ways, and I'm extremely, extremely satisfied. But I already fear that you will leave me. Please stay for some time. So Krishna decided to stay with him for a good time, weeks without end. Because we are not kings, maybe Manu is a future king, but otherwise not many of us are kings, it's not so relevant for us, because we are more like the poor person, like Shrutadev. So I want to talk more about Shrutadev. Shrutadev, when he saw that Krishna was willing to visit him, he was almost fainting. He just got, is it true? You're coming to my house? Krishna said, that is your desire, and I'm always staying with you in your house, you know that. So Shrutadev was beside himself. When he came home, he said to his wife and his children, quickly go to the mat, to the neighbors. We need some extra mats, because we have only few mats and we are very poor. We could not purchase more and make more. Get many mats for Krishna and the saints. And when Krishna came, he got up and he started to dance, but he took his
shawl and he started to move it in the air like this. He was so beside him with joy. When you are very joyous, you should take some part of your cloth without compromising on dressing formalities and wave them. It is better. It is an authorized expression of joy. Authorized expression of joy. So he danced like this. Then he bowed down then he offered them something from the forest. That's all he had. Fruits, roots. Have you ever eaten roots? There are certain plants, you get the roots. And it's really, this comes from the earth. It's full of earthy taste, really. Pure water he had. He knew where to find. Lotus flowers. And very sattvic food. Sattvic was, we would say, very healthy food. He cooked very healthy. And he sat down, and then he thought, I'm so joyous, but I have to pray. I want to pray now to Krishna. But in his mind, he was always thinking, how is it that such a fallen person as me is visited by Krishna? Then he said a most beautiful prayer, and I will only isolate one point because it's so deep. He said, Krishna, you have created this entire world, and then you entered it, but most of us never see you. And he gave an analogy. A sleeping person creates in his dreams villages and cities, and then enters these dream creations to experience them. We dream of a landscape. Two nights ago I was in India, and I walked through my dream streets. So there are people in the dream, but whereas the dreamer sees these people, the people in the dream don't see the creator. Like you may say, oh, I dreamt this and this and this, and you were in my dream. I saw you. You had a new earring on one of your ears. And you say, when someone said, I didn't see you, So just like that, Krishna, you created this whole world, and you are always there. You are watching us always in the heart, but we don't see you. A beautiful analogy, isn't it? Very creative. It reminds us of films like Matrix and things which were these, I do not know, remember now, and what it remembers of as a very interesting concept. Prabhus, Matajis, you are here in a world that is created by Krishna. But just like the people in the dream of someone else don't see that person, we don't see him. I really like it. But then, Krishna, you make exceptions. When you see that someone is interested to hear about you and chant about you and worship you and glorify you, then you reveal yourself in their heart. Did you follow? Some of you look with that morning eyes when do we eat, Can you hear what I'm saying? Normally, we do not see the Lord around us, although everything is created by Him and He is in our heart. But when the Lord sees that we start to become eager to hear enchant him and glorify him. He reveals himself. Where does the Lord reveal himself? Where will you see him?
In the heart.
In the heart. Wow, you know everything. In the heart. This happens, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, very nice, when you have darshan, the seeing is in the heart. And we say, no, it's in the eyes. You can see the deities with the eyes, but only if you have a devotional inclination in your heart will you see the deity more devotional, no? And you will pray. Someone who has a real devotional inclination, if I would ask him now, what is the dress today of Radha Gopinath? He would be able to tell you. Someone who has just seen with the eyes would have to look. Is it green? Is it pink? Or is it maybe yellow with some green? If you see with the heart, then you see. If you see with the eyes, you don't see. It's a little bit like if, you know, you make it with a mobile telephone, a photo of the deities, does the camera really see the deity? Will it be able to comment on how the deity looks? No, it's a mechanical process. Only a devotee who with his heart sees, he will see the yellowish dress of Srimati Radhika, he will see the Gopinath is really a dresser today. The blue, who would go in such a light pink pants? I have not even seen with the Guru Kulis such amazing dress, you know. Even the most expert dresses, I have not seen. Imagine, Madhava, you would go dressed like that. Wow, that would be a dress, you know. That would be a dress. Ooh, then we would know he's dressed. Oh, Tito, if you would go like that. So, but when the Lord sees you are eager to hear more about him, chant about him, he reveals himself in the heart. Just a little with the eyes, you don't even remember anything you see with the eyes. Like the mobile telephone camera, it does not see anything. It does not register, it does not perceive, it's not aware of what it sees, because it has no heart or no consciousness. So when Krishna heard this glorification, he felt it was a very nice glorification. So he, in a mood of affection, took the hand of Shruta Dev in both of his hands. This is when you sit with a friend and you're really affectionate, you take his hand, that's at least in that culture, you grab it, and he said, Shruta Dev, nice, but not very nice what you said. I need to teach you an important point. You have praised me very nicely, but not the devotees who came with me. You've almost ignored them. I will teach you now devotion to my devotees because they are mine. Imagine the Lord smiling and having the hand of Shruta Dev affectionately in his hand. Very nice, but not very nice. You've forgotten. You have just praised me. Not a word about these devotees. And then Krishna explained the point, why he had arranged that there were all these sadhus coming with him. He said, one can gradually be purified
by seeing, touching, and worshipping the temple deities. Gradually, one can gradually be purified if one makes a lot of pilgrimages and goes to holy rivers. Very slowly one gets purified. But Shrutadev, listen, one can attain the same results if one receives the glances of exalted sages. These devotees wander around the world with me in their hearts. And sometimes they come also along with me. No? Just now they have come along with me. They have great power. Yesterday, our Kadamba Kanana Maharaj told us we should please Krishna so that there is a glimmer of pleasure in Krishna's eyes. A wonderful point, yes, touched us yet again with a profound point. And here Krishna says all the same thing about the sadhus. He says, they have great power. They just need to look at you. Pleased, of course not. Even when they look angry, there's some benefit. But better if they are pleased. No, they should. Then there's great power. Therefore, one should worship these devotees with the same faith you have in me. If you do so, you will worship me directly, which you cannot do otherwise, even if you offer great riches. So while Krishna was talking to Shrutadev about the importance of worshipping his devotees, while this was going on, at the same time, he also talked in other words about this point to Bahulashva, yes. Both then worshipped Krishna a second time, but this time along with the brahmanas and the sages and so on. Good, this is the point which Krishna wanted to make. But I want to return now to my main point. I got a new notebook for birthday, so let us see if it works. Yes, it works. You can put everything in this note. This is a real notebook. Give up Apple. This is much better. You can really put notes in there. There was once a lecture which Prabhupada gave in the year 74 in Mayapur. During the lecture, something happened which is very normal in our temples. Devotees stood up and began to leave. Most probably they had service in the kitchen, because after the lecture there's morning prasadam and needed to be cooked and so on. But Prabhupada's response in this case was really piercing. He said, why are they going? They are busy in some other work? Eh? Ugra karma. Ugra means really bad karma. Ugra. Without hearing, what will he do? Nonsense? Shravanam Kirtanam, this is our main business. Shravanam, if you don't hear, what will you do? You will do simply sense gratification. That's all. And then a little later he says, unless there is the life of Shravanam Kirtanam, these big, big buildings, temples, will become a burden. Oh, Guru Maharaj has given a burden on the neck. Ugh, have to maintain this. This is the danger. So we must be very alert in Shravanam Kirtanam. Otherwise, all this labor will be futile. This building will be only the nest for the doves and the pigeons. That is the danger. So, I don't think Prabhupada had in mind
that you know, the service needs to be done and so on. But you must know, a saintly person speaks from another level than we are on. He wants to bring a point to our attention, and here the point is really very nice. Increasing attachment for Krishna. When you have attachment for Krishna, you will not think service is a burden. You will do it joyfully and happily. If you have attachment for a person, you will do it joyfully. Look at the service which a mother does to a small child. We have now, I don't know if we have a few babies. I know of one baby, the baby of Sita and Manu, and I can imagine, like all other babies, he needs constant presence and care and very finely tuned food and the right dress, baby dress, and he needs to sleep at the times. When he doesn't get his proper sleep, he gets cranky and he shouts so loud that no one in Radhadish can do and think anything. So on. So, but the mother, the father, if you would ask them, you have to constantly be with the baby, serve the baby, a new baby car, and a new baby dress, and eating, he eats so much, and you know, and all this. The parents will say, this is not a burden. It's the greatest enrichment in our life. Our life he has brought so much good emotions into our heart. He has helped us so much in Krishna consciousness, because we see what is birth, what is the reality of life. And he is so, and they will send you photos which prove how attached he is to Krishna, the baby, and so on and so forth. Because there is love. There is no burden for the mother. Mothers don't sleep. Do you know this? There are no sleeping mothers. That's an illusion. They wake up in the night when the little child is again hungry, and sometimes there is digestion problem and a lot of sound comes from the baby, and then it's very painful, then it needs to be rubbed on the stomach with good baby oil, or I don't know. I'm pretending to know about this science, but you need to pick him up and move him a little bit around. That I have studied baby care. I'm living in temples, and there are various things you can do, apparently. And it's not a burden for the parents. If we would wake you up two times a night, trouble would come. You know. So this is, when you are attached to Krishna, it's easy to do your service. It's easy to do all the things. If you're not attached, it's not possible. It's not possible. Yes, Ramananda, you have a wonderful boy. So nice character boy. You see, you know what it means when they're small. We live in the ashram, and we have in a little lake ashram, and we have over us a family with a little child. I pay my obeisances to the family. The child is so demanding, you know. It comes out nice. The child is developing very nicely, but yes. Attachment to Krishna will help you to dance through your life with joy. When you're not attached to Krishna, everything can become a burden. Especially when you have to live with many people and some are different from your natural sangha with whom you have association. So, yes, therefore I wanted to
encourage you today to read more in the Bhagavatam, to read more about Krishna from Krishna book, and because Krishna is so wonderful. Isn't it nice how he could see? These devotees could not come to me, then I come to them. No? Wonderful. That's our Lord is a Lord of love. Good. I will end here. Thank you all very, very much. I went a little over time, but I think the lecture has a very simple point. Increase your attachment to Krishna by hearing about him. It is very important. The attachment to Krishna does not come in other ways. In Kali Yuga, it comes primarily through Shravana. Yeah? You need to hear, then you can do Kirtana. So you please give me your blessings. I will leave now. And I have to thank you all. It was a wonderful atmosphere again, like always. This is really a place of pilgrimage. We are already extremely excited when we say, oh, it's only 2 more weeks before we come to Goloka Dham in Dranadesh. And then it's only 1 more week. Wow, and then the day arrives. And usually the devotees are so excited that they don't sleep the night before. Yes, I have seen. Before they go, I always sleep because I'm elderly. But the devotees, no, they don't sleep. They're so excited to go. So thank you all very much keeping this place vibrant and keeping it such a wonderful example of a Krishna conscious community, also a loving community. You would say, oh Maharaj, come to our meetings, then you would know how we are. No, general impression is very loving community. The extraordinary events, sometimes some discussions are necessary. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Shri Gaura Nitai ki jai, Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Om. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.